Hey, James Ramko here, and welcome to superfastbusiness.com. Today we're talking about Periscope, a new digital medium for your brand, perhaps.
This is Superfast Business with James Ramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Periscope's really on the rise, and it's creating more interactions between broadcasters and audience. I've certainly been using it here at superfastbusiness.com, and there's a good reason for that. The world of web video watching is forever changed. Remote viewers can now make suggestions on how dad can break the sad news to his young daughter about her fish dying. Brands like Adidas can take sports fans inside the contract signing of an athlete. Viewers from different locations can share the experience of watching a live concert in Madison Square Garden. And musicians can gauge fan reactions immediately to a new song. And it all happens live. Live video streaming is still relatively new, but there's a growing following, and with it the demand for more watchworthy content. While it gives audiences today greater access and more participation for brands, big or small, new or old, and anyone, famous or unknown, young or old, broadcasting, it's an entirely new way to engage with consumers and fans in real time. So up Periscope, what's the world like through someone else's eyes? Well, that's certainly how Kevon Bekpour and Joseph Bernstein started developing the idea for Periscope back in 2013. When the two friends were traveling in Istanbul, a protest broke out in Taksim Square. Inquiring minds wanted to know what was going on, and because we live in the internet age, instead of turning on CNN, Bernstein turned to Twitter, eager to get information. He read about the protest but saw none of the action. Fast forward to a year later, and the duo came up with Periscope, a free mobile app that lets users live broadcast video from anywhere in the world. Bekpour and Bernstein were able to start Periscope in February 2014 with seed investment from the likes of Scott Belsky from Adobe. Several months later, Twitter bought out the live streaming mobile app for a reported $100 million. And many industry insiders say that Twitter's backing is one of the reasons why this teleportation service has managed to home in on massive success, which quickly gained 1 million users 10 days after it launched on the iPhone, even with existing live streaming apps like Meerkat. And I have to say, the fact that it is on Twitter is a big appeal and the reason that I use it. So let's go in depth with Periscope. We're getting ahead of ourselves with Meerkat. More on Periscope's rival later. First, let's take a look at what you can expect from Periscope. You can actually live broadcast to others. People can comment on broadcasts. You can ask questions to the broadcaster. You can send hearts to the broadcaster. This is like a like. You can engage with the broadcaster. You can see a list of broadcasts. You can replay broadcasts over a 24-hour period. And you can use it on an iOS and Android device. That means that people's phone is now a live streaming device. That's the power of this thing. And you can sign up through your Twitter account or your phone number. So it's so easy to get started. And here's something else you can do with Periscope that you'll not be able to do on other video apps like Vine. You can live stream videos without a time limit. That's right, there's no time limit on the length of your broadcast. But before you hurt yourself jumping up and down and screaming like a madman from all the excitement, remember, you're doing this on your mobile phone, which does have a time limit as dictated by its battery. And here's how to use it. It's fairly easy. You open up the app, you'll see some icons on the screen. There'll be a camera, a group of people, and a TV. The camera lets you start a broadcast. If you want just a few people watching, click the lock button and then invite people who you want to invite. But it's better to leave it open because your Twitter followers will see it. And then you click your start broadcast button. The group of people icon takes you to other Periscopers and you can decide if you want to follow them. The TV icon features live streams from all over the world and the recent broadcasts of people and brands you follow. Now you can just tap on the screen to reverse the camera back to you and then you swipe it down to turn it off. It's that simple. So what's on the scope? According to Periscope CEO Bekpour, users have watched 380 years of content on the live streaming app since it launched. That's an average of 6.7 years of content daily. But what are people watching? aside from major sports events like the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight and shared screenings of hot TV shows like Game of Thrones, you can watch just about anything on Periscope. However, big-time networks may have something to say about eager viewers sharing such events for free. The US Golf Association is cracking down on smartphone users who are live streaming or post videos of the tournaments on Periscope and banning those who are caught. Other sports leagues like the NFL and the MLB have yet to evaluate the impact of scoping game events. I know I've had people scoping my private live training. I don't mind in small samples because what I have noticed is that people are sharing this, and sometimes it's better to have that viral sharing and people become aware of you than for no one to know you exist. So if you're a very small market, this could be very good. Of course, the distraction is that you might just get so excited about periscoping that you forget why you're doing it. I'll come back to that as well. So far, most brands have been using Periscope to take users behind the scenes. People in media have been using it for Q&As. Right in their homes or hotel rooms, around 40 authors have used it to show readers where they write. Some even read passages from new works, and other people have used it to share live conferences. And although Periscope does have guidelines against broadcasting harmful and sexual content, some users have reported watching less than filmable activity, i.e. risky behavior. Periscope versus Meerkat. Well, both live streaming mobile apps are still pretty young. People and brands are still exploring what each mobile platform can do. Whether such broadcasts will generate lucrative results are experienced in other social platforms like Facebook remains to be seen. I certainly share my Periscopes on Facebook, and you can also get recipes from If This Then That that will automate this for you from your Twitter feed to your Facebook feed. Also, with just 20% of web users considering or using Periscope and or Meerkat, it's too early to come up with a sound conclusion on the impact of social live streaming, particularly for commerce. But the buzz is that one has an edge over the other. While Meerkat did get into the market months earlier than Periscope, it's looking like the latter's features, ease of use, cleaner look, and better user interface have made it the live streaming mobile app of choice. Yes, Twitter got on board, and that certainly did help. Users will only keep using an app when it's actually good. In fact, hashtag tracker Keyhole has discovered that Periscope has more influential and engaged users than Meerkat. In analyzing 320,000 Meerkat and Periscope mentions, Keyhole found that more people are returning to Periscope at a higher rate. When we look at Periscope versus Meerkat, 57% of users pick up Periscope and 39% of users pick Meerkat, and 4% of users do both. 57% of Periscope users shared multiple videos. 59% of Meerkat users shared only one video. Almost 6.5% of users shared more than 10 videos on Periscope, and 41% of Meerkat users shared two videos. There are 3,221 Periscope users, which represents 8.86% and have more than 10,000 followers, and 970 Meerkat users, which represented 3.62%, have more than 10,000 followers. So I think it's pretty clear in the marketing space, if you want to harness the power of Twitter, then you'll want to be using Periscope. At a glance, brands that have used Periscope are GE, Adidas, Mountain Dew, and Spotify. Brands that have used Meerkat are Starbucks and Verizon. Celebrities that have used it, well, there's an equal number of both. The best features come down to this. With Periscope, it has Twitter integration. It replays in 24-hour period, and comments fade out after a few seconds. GPS is enabled, and it has push notification. That means if someone's following you, they will know when you are Periscoping. Plus, it will save the video to your camera roll so that you can put it somewhere else. I actually upload my case study videos to my private membership area at superfastbusiness.com/members, and those members can see my videos that I've recorded in perpetuity. Now, when it comes to Meerkat, it has video storage on cloud, i.e. the Meerkat library, and on phone. There's Cameo. Broadcasters can invite someone else to take over midstream. It's got a Facebook sign-in and Twitter integration. Of course, Meerkat's no lame creature, and this app is fighting back with several additions to its features. Among the latest major updates at this time of publishing are Cameo, which basically takes viewer control to an entirely new level. The Meerkat library, perhaps the mobile app's answer to Periscope's replay capability, and Facebook integration, which doesn't automatically post anything to your feed, but simply informs you if any of your contacts have signed into Meerkat or started a stream. Meerkat users also don't have to worry about comments getting tweeted out to followers with the latest update. So coming soon to the small screens, perhaps it'll be your brand. What does it all mean then for you? Other than the fact that the digital tool is free and that you now have another platform to expose your business, certainly it's great for broadcasting new blog posts, Periscope is an easy way to reach out in real time to your consumers, stakeholders, and other relevant people without being in the same room. With watchworthy content on Periscope, your brand can engage consumers without being limited by budget or location. And it is because it is also a new platform, Periscope's a great venue for flexing your creativity. Barring copyright infringement and harmful content, there's no limit to what you can broadcast on the Livestream mobile app, not to mention no time limit. In fact, I'd argue some people are over-broadcasting. I see some marketers on that thing all day long, and it does make me wonder, what are they doing other than periscoping? So make sure you've got a plan, because as with any piece of content, your fantastic video can only be an asset if your business is part of a solid content marketing and traffic strategy. Build your audience and power up your content. Get some help with your business for results. We've got a fantastic Periscope discussion happening inside Superfast Business Membership. Love to have you join in that. We'll share with you how we're using it, what are the great recipes, and I'll show you how I'm using it in Superfast Business. So get started today. Grab Periscope, give it a whirl, and see what you think. I'm James Shramko, and thank you so much for listening to superfastbusiness.com. If you've enjoyed this, please share it with your friend or perhaps do a little Periscope about it.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.